Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Theater. Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
Pre-produced at my drive-through liquor store in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours, playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 149 of the program, and it is a no-repeat new music episode. To be fair, however, there's still a lot of backdated stuff on here tonight. I'm still drawing from what I found for 2026 Covenants. What started off the show tonight was from 2026 Covenants, and my favorite little nugget from the search this year, it was the 2020 self-titled EP from Violent Change. All 4 songs and 7 minutes of it. What a treat. So vague and Beatlesque. Some of the Kinks too, and other classic sounds. I think my predecessor would have liked it. Not that they're dead, they're just probably not listening to this. So this is new music for March 2026. I like what I found, but there wasn't a lot. Fortunately for me, there are some good new bands out there. I thought it was going to be out of control, but there is one band with 3 songs and another with 2. Early on, I was thinking there would be 5 or 6 artists with multiple songs. I didn't do a complete sweep, so that contributed, as I'm still withholding a bit as I get caught up post-Covenants. April, I'll be caught up on Bandcamp Mailbag, and that's been the biggest source by volume over the last while. For me, I'm thinking of trolling Spotify so I can find more Jersey Club. These new music shows don't make themselves in the first half of the year, so I have to think outside the bun a bit. For this show, I ended up with 29 items, which is way below the high 30s, low 40s I usually get. It didn't matter, though, because I like what I found, and it came with a lot of CanCon, and there were a lot of 2-point songs, and I was also able to patch it through with the other metric. That freed up space for International Dudes, which allowed me to play the Violent Change EP, for example, and to clear off some of my International Dudes from Covenant. By my count, I play 13 songs from Covenants. I do play 4 leftovers, including another new Matt Post Band song, 1 from the Berkeley list, and the other 2 I've been sitting on for a while. So that's 17 of 37 songs, which means the other 20 are ostensibly new, in that they are from my recent search, although one song is a reissue from 2010 and another is from 2020. For the 20 ostensibly new songs, I got caught up in about 4 weeks of the CJSF playlist and distro, 2 months of Blaylock's Indie Rock playlist, and about 3 months of the Earshot National Top 50, the CITR charts, Pitchfork, and the David Dean Burkhart YouTube channel. Also, good news, KALX UC Berkeley, who stopped publishing all of their charts, have resumed and are caught up with their top 100 charts, so I looked up December and January of that. And there is a noticeable Berkeley influence tonight, with 3 songs from 3 artists. Overall, the top dog is the David Dean Burkhart YouTube channel, with 5 songs from 4 artists. Along with KALX, the Earshot 50 also has 3 songs from 3 artists. And CITR has 3, but all from 1 artist. From there, it was Blaylock's Indie Rock Playlist, Earshot Distro, and Pitchfork, who all have 2. And the CJSF Playlist was shut out on low volume. I can't remember the last time the CJSF playlist was shut out, but again, it was a small sample. I only went through about 4 weeks. Tonight's show is a dandy. Housekeeping is mostly ambient and down-tempo electronic. It has Get Me Over aspects to it, but it creates enough interest, I think. Later on in the big set, it is mostly rock songs with a little bedroom pop mixed in. It is chock full of good songs. The new Cola song in particular, it is a masterwork. There are a couple of new bands I really like, too.
Thank you. Thank you.